Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki and today we shall get drenched in the downpour of Natrinai Poem 5 written by Perungundroor Kilar on the Kurunji landscape. As we have seen before, this pertains to the mountainous regions of ancient Tamil land. These words are spoken by the lady's confidant to the lady on the subject of her man's parting away. நிலம் நீர் ஆற குன்றம் குழைப்ப அகழ்வாய்ப்பைஞ்சுனைப்பயிர் கால் யாப்ப குறவர் கொன்ற குறைக்கொடி நரைப்பவர் நறுங்கால் ஆரம் சுற்றுவன அகைப்ப பெரும் பெயல் பொழிந்த தொழில எழிலி தெற்கு ஏர்வு இறங்கும் அச்சிறக் காலையும் அரிதே காதலர் பிரிதல் இன்று செல் இகுபெயல் தருவும் வாடையொடு மயங்கு இதழ் மலைக்கண் பயந்த தூதே. ஐ சிம்ப்ளி லவ் தீஸ் குறிஞ்சி வர்சஸ் ஃபார் தீஸ் ஆர் இன்ஸ்டன்டேனியஸ் மைண்ட் ட்ரிப்ஸ் டு அ மவுண்டன் ரிசார்ட் அண்ட் ஐ சீம் டு எமர்ஜ் ஃபுல்லி ரெஜுவனேட்டட். மெனி ஆஃப் த வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ஃபெமிலியர் அஸ் வெல். லைக் த மவுண்டன்ஸ் தட் சீம் டு ஏஜ் ஸோ வெல், ஸோ ஆர் தீஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் தீஸ் மவுண்டனஸ் ரீஜன்ஸ் லிவிங் ஆன் ஃபார் லாங். There were references to a Sunai, which is a mountain freshwater spring, and Kuravar, the name we still use for our mountain dwelling people. Aram, which was used then to mean encircle, has now come to mean a necklace, a golden necklace. Delighted to discover that this beautiful word, Elili, refers to a cloud. I sensed as I traversed through the words, rains and dewdrops falling gently on me and a wind wafting around. After some diving into explanatory texts, I was able to ascertain the meaning of the verse thus. The lady's confidant consoles the lady, saying that it is the season when the land is filled with water and the mountains flourish with greenery. Those wide-mouthed springs burst forth and water the mountain crops. Even those vines that were chopped to death by the mountain-dwelling Kuravas have now bounced back and are encircling the fragrant sandalwood trees. The cloud that accomplished the task of pouring down these great rains seemed to descend on the south and part away. It's that Munpanikalam or the early dew season. In this season, the confidant says, your man will not part from you, especially when the perpetrator of all these changes in our world, that northerly wind, gathers the raindrops from your eyes and flies as your messenger to shower on your man. Sensing this, he will not part from you. Worry not. What a friend indeed. We meet the lady's confidant again, an important character in these poems, who seems so wise in her words, the perfect psychological counselor. Here she sounds so loving and wipes the tears of our lady. As she does that, she fills our mind cells with the luscious sights and scents of a rain-drenched mountain. There, the green vines encircling with love around fragrant sandalwood trees, and here, springs bursting forth and bubbling along to water the crops. Satisfied clouds and a sensitive wind. The same wind that becomes a messenger of love and travels to wipe away the lady's tears and her sorrow. In another coincidence, it's now the same early dew season or the Munpani, which falls in the months between mid-December to mid-February in Tamil land. It feels different here on the coast, but in every part of the state, this mist is well known to the Tamil people. Another image that comes to mind is the Kuravas referred to in these old verses. Now, the destruction of their habitat or other economic reasons have driven these people to the cities. This morning, as I was sitting in my car and waiting on a street, a family of Kuravas walked by. On the hip of one of the ladies smiled a young child into the eyes of his mother, and this mother was also looking back into his eyes and smiling. That beautiful scene is frozen in my mind's eye. It's sad that the life has transformed these people of the past who lived in such sylvan surroundings and made them into scavengers, scanning through the contents of dustbins and salvaging what they can. In their own way, they're still making life beautiful for the world. Speaking of beauty, their great artisans and the beaded jewelry they make echoes of their many talents. I wish for a wind of change to wipe their sorrows too, like the vade or the northerly wind, that bringer of rains and luscious joy. Thank you for listening to Sangam Lit and journeying with me through ancient Tamil lands and minds. Please visit my website nandinikarki.com to access the transcript and to share your thoughts. If you like this episode, do subscribe, rate and review Sangam Lit on iTunes. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.